Oh, hello there. It's the titular Matt Stewart letting you know that I'm going to be in Sydney, Australia, and then Brisbane, Australia, doing short runs of my show, Dryer Dryer. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May. Hey, but also, you might not know this, I'm doing a live Who Knew It with Matt Stewart in Sydney on the 13th of May and in Brisbane on the 14th of May. Holy moly, am I looking forward to these shows. Please get tickets for all of these now. If you use the discount code DOGOON, that might work. I'm not sure, but worth a try. Really hope to see you there. Sydney especially, please come along. Brisbane also, though you're buying tickets earlier, better. Sydney lift, please. All right, I'll see you soon now. On with the show.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to a very special episode of Who Knew It with Matt Stewart. This is called, I think we're calling it Big Wet Presents.
That makes it sound like I'm just going to spread my legs or something. That's horrible.
Well, we really should have talked about the concept more than just 10 seconds ago.
10 seconds ago, Matt turns to me and goes, hey, do you want to do a quick chat about Melbourne Comedy Festival? I was like, absolutely. And then you just went, oh, no. Show us your...
I think you're paraphrasing there.
I am a bit. I'm sorry. Yes. Big Wet Presents. Go on.
Well, we're just coming up to the comedy festival.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, you're someone with your ear close to the ground in the comedy scene in Melbourne, but even internationally. Do you have any hot tips for people who are looking to see shows this comedy festival?
Well, the hottest tip is obviously to see my show.
Okay, interesting.
That is the hottest tip. Everyone is saying it.
Yeah.
I think you should see Mish Rip show.
There you go. I just brought this to my entourage. come and see my show, I reckon, number one. I'm doing a show at Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's running from the 25th of March through to the 7th of April, 10 p.m. at the Butterfly Club, which is the quintessential cabaret venue of Melbourne. A lot of tits there as well. Just if anyone's never been before.
Just in case anyone has a phobia.
That sounds great.
I love Misha's show. What's it called?
Oh, thank you. It's called Act Like I'm Not Here.
I knew that already because I've seen it 5 times and I loved it.
I think it's going to be a fun show, which will be really good. Did you want me to recommend some more?
Do you have any hot tips?
100%. My favourite, without a doubt, and has been for years. I don't know if you've ever had them on the show, but you simply must. Hot Department?
Oh, I haven't.
Oh.
Have you
ever seen them live?
I've seen them do spots. I've never seen a show.
It's ridiculous because they're good friends of mine. We all went to uni together. I've known them forever, but I'm such a fan of what they do, and I'm such a little dickhead every time they perform because afterwards I'm just like, that is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And I get really like giggly and like, it was so good.
What was that? Did you go to the Ballarat acting school?
Yeah.
Famous school. I didn't know Hot Department were there as well.
Well, famous in terms of stupid old studios.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not famous in terms of the big grand picture of the world.
I'm going to see Mish and then Hot Department and then Mish again.
Yeah, so the next hot tip is to then come back and see my show again.
What time's Hot Department on?
I don't know. No, I do know. I think like 9.
Oh, that's crazy. I could really make a night of it.
Yeah, you could really make a fucking night of it. I'd also go and see Annie and Lena there on at... the Mold House as well, so it's Hot Department. Annie and Lena's
and
show. They're sketch comedians. Really, really funny. Like, fabulous. They're so good.
Lena's been on this show before. Really should see
go get
Annie.
Lumsden in.
Yeah.
She's bloody good value, mate.
Got to do it.
Who else should you go? Are you doing anything for
us? Yeah, me and Saran Jayamana doing our show Dryer Dryer.
Oh, that would have... After you've seen my show for the third time, most definitely go and see...
Big Wet in a Dryer Dryer.
Yeah. Go and see... Matt Stewart.
That's
and
the wet
Saran.
Dry combo.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You're just going to come out normal.
Punch.
But
and
change
then
forever.
My next recommendation would be Alex Hines. She's insane. She's so good.
Yes.
And I think that she, I believe she's at the Town Hall, but I might have gotten that wrong, which is awful. But I've never, like, I've only kind of the first time I saw Alex was 2 years ago, and she just has completely, like, she shines, man. She's so good. She's so funny.
And you've just been working on
And then see mine again.
Your show with Beck Petratus as well?
Yeah, of course. And then there's Beck. So after you've seen mine, close it off.
Yeah.
The best of them all is Beck Petratus. Her show is called Nerd Fuck. It's in the second half of the festival. I know that much for sure. And I know she's got an earlier time slot, but I actually just watched her do a trial show and it was so good.
I could see Misha's show in the first half of the festival and then Beck's show in the second half of the festival.
Well, that's exactly right.
Well, could I see Misha's in the second half as well?
Look, if I sell out, which I'm so far away from doing, well, then sure.
I'm trying to get a handle on your entourage. What's happening there?
Don't worry.
I'm actually a church mouse. I'm not going to pay to see anything. I'm just going to sneak in.
I love church. those would be my recommendations. Hot department. No, so firstly me, then Hot Department, then me, then Annie and Lena, then me, then Alex Hines, then me,
mm-hmm.
then Beck Petratus. And at that stage, if I've sold out, which I won't have, but if I will... come back and see me again.
I think these are all hot tips.
Hot tips.
From Big Wet.
Thank Maybe, you so
is
much.
That, is that a better name for the show? Hot Tips with Big Wet?
Hot Tips with Big Wet okay. is much better than Big Wet presents herself.
That's not, again, I don't think that's what I said.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Mish,
yeah.
Big comedy fan and comedy festival previous funny tunner?
I did that once.
Nick
a million
Mason just
years
walked
ago.
In. Do you have any hot tips for the comedy festival? Are you looking forward to seeing this?
Were mine
festival?
Not good enough?
I'm just saying we've got extra.
Okay. Who do you reckon that they should
see?
Your
Mish Whittrup.
What was that? Repeat very... that again. Where's my mic? My mic's cut. There.
You're very competitive when we play Who Knew It. I didn't know you'd be competitive with plugging shows for a comedy festival.
I was just going to say that this was Big Hot Tippies with Big Wet or whatever it was called.
Oh, Carl Barron? So you doing a show? Carl Barron.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay, I'll say Carl Barron, yeah.
Because I know Mish keeps her ear close to the ground, comedy-wise, but Meso, even more so.
I actually
he actually digs a hole in the ground and puts his whole head inside.
I haven't looked at the Comedy Festival guide this year. The year before I did Funny Tongue, because it was a competition to see who could see the most shows in the Comedy Festival, and the goal is 100 shows. The year before, one of the contestants just saw Will Anderson 22 times.
Really?
Yeah.
That.
Oh, so I'd recommend that.
My God.
Okay.
He's good. That guy's good.
Yeah. Yeah. And it bears repeat viewings.
Is Funny Tongue still a thing?
Rewards,
yeah.
even.
Right.
Years ago, there'd be a couple of acts I'd see every year. Do you have anyone like that? Like.
I've seen Mish every year.
Yep.
That's a good show.
You have. He's at every. He comes to my opening nights.
That's so.
When good. It's at worst.
Yeah. When, honestly, when it's at worst. please don't come to opening night this time. Come later. Okay. But if you are listening,
you
and that's
you should come to opening night.
Yeah, you should come every night. To be perfectly honest with you,
I think there's a mouse in here. I'm going to kill it. Hang on.
Get out your boot. Oh, Cass Pages has walked in.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I just had to kill a mouse.
Do you have any hot tips for the festival?
I do. A lot of my hot tips have already been tupped. Mish, Beck, Annie, and Lena, Hot Department. Oh my God, so funny. I would also recommend, in speaking of seeing shows 22 times, Martin Urbano is coming over from the US. I have seen his show 26 times, and I will go and see it again. It is very, very funny. It's his first time in the Comedy Festival. I think he's only doing a two-week run, so I reckon I can get him for that. There is a show from a brilliant clown named Julia Masley. She's coming over. She's Estonian, and she is doing a show called Ha 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 Ha. That is also great. Very, very brilliant. She is a clown who solves people's problems. She sold out her run consistently in Edinburgh even after it moved to 1:30 in the morning. People were still lining up and couldn't get in. And my other recommendation for really interesting shows is called Furioso Man Looking for Trouble. It's another clown show. It's one of the best bits of clowning I've ever seen. He isn't actually technically part of MCF, but he's doing a two-week run at the same time. So you won't find him on the website, but if you search Man Looking for Trouble, Furioso, like Fury, but I-Z-O, those are really brilliant shows. But, oh my God, you have to see Grace Jarvis.
Oh my God, 100%.
So funny. You absolutely have to see Grace Jarvis. She's absolutely brilliant. Is there anyone else I'm missing and forgetting?
Oh, there's so many, I'm sure. Oh, Frankie McNair.
You have to go see it. My God.
Like, Frankie's doing a show, surely.
Oh, go see Tom Walker. Go see Tom Walker. He's one of... Oh, and Demi Lardner's coming down and doing a split bill as well.
First time in ages, right?
Oh, my God. I'm exploding. I cannot wait for this festival season.
In a good way.
Oh, yeah. The nice positive explosion.
Yeah.
I'm super personally, I always seem Sam Campbell. He's brilliant.
Always.
Ben Russell's got a show this year.
Yes, really? Ben
yeah,
Russell
he's
does.
Doing, he's doing 2 weeks.
Ben Russell.
It's just called Ben Russell, yeah. And he's doing stand-up. That'll be great.
Annie Louie and her partner are doing a show together, which will be really fun. Oh. They've never done anything together before. I reckon that'll be really good. Annie's show smashed last year.
Oh, my God. Lou Wall.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh! Lou, I'm just going to say I'm calling it, but I think everyone's saying it. I think Lou's going to, like, sweep the awards this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lou's Lou show. From Melbourne?
Sydney.
From Sydney, right.
Lou is so good. Yeah. Like, so good.
We are really spoiled. Yeah. I keep thinking people be like, oh, my God.
But let's not forget about Mish.
Yes.
Let's not forget about Mish.
It's all well and good that all of those shows have a lot of hype behind them in the media. Mine doesn't. But it will be fun.
I think, well, what a great palate cleanser between each show to see Mish again.
Yeah, I'm an amuse-bouche.
Yeah, you're like someone to reset your comedy palate.
Yeah.
You know, you go, okay, I just need to calibrate again.
Yeah.
Mm. What's just great comedy? Oh, that's right, Mish.
Mish is the sniffing of coffee beans of comedy.
That's exactly right. Speaking of.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us on this. This is a new show we've just started. What do we call it? You know how to sign it off, the show that we just finished.
Hot Tips with Big Wet.
Yeah, well, how do you sign it off? So, anyway, I'll say thanks so much for joining us to the mice. also, Nick Mason, Cass Page, and Mish, how do we close out the show again? With the classic catchphrase we always say.
Oh, look at my hot tips.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.